The time has come for Christians to vote for honest men and women and to take consistent ground in politics, or the Lord will curse them. Politics are a part of a religion in such a country as this, that is America, and Christians must do their duty to take their country as a part of their duty to God. Kind of profound, isn't it? God will bless or curse this nation, that's us, America, according to the course Christians take in politics. Wow, what a profound statement. Those were the words of pastor, reverend, revivalist, and cultural reformer, the Reverend Charles G. Finney. Charles G. Finney. Let me read that again. The time has come for Christians to vote for honest men and women and take consistent ground in politics, or the Lord will curse them. Do you believe that? Politics are a part of a religion in such a country as this, that is America, and Christians must do their duty to take their country as a part of their duty to God. Wow. God will bless or curse this nation according to the course Christians take in politics. Well, how about you? If that's true, what course are you taking in politics? And, in fact, are you even involved? By the way, are you registered to vote? That's the first step in being involved. Note that Finney says that the time has come for Christians to vote. In short, says Finney, if you as a Christian, or perhaps more generally a person of faith, if you do not vote, choose not to vote for whatever reasons, all wrong in Finney's view and mine, you will bring about the curse of God upon this nation, our beloved America. Are you registered and ready to vote? Are you? But the key, says Finney, is to vote for honest men and women. Honest, so that the primary task in voting is to find those honest men and women, to search and seek hard for them, if in fact they exist. And do they? Do they in your neck of the woods, in your state, in your locale? Do these honest men and women really exist? So many American citizens today think in terms of politicians, all of them, as inherently dishonest, or at least compromised. Can Americans, citizens in the voting process, can we find these candidates who are truly honest? Honest to the Constitution, the rule of law, taking seriously their role as representative and not as ruler. Concerned with doing what is right for we the people, rather than the exercise of raw political power for the purposes of self-aggrandizement. Are there really such men and women running for office? Are there? If so, says the Reverend Charles G. Finney, seek them out and vote for them. And vote for them. By the way, are you registered? Are you registered to vote? And are you ready to vote? Especially those of you who are Christians? The fate of America rests on your vote, or as Finney says, the actuality of either blessing or the cursing of God upon our nation. That is really a strong judgmental statement. Do you agree with that? You know, perhaps that is an extreme notion, but then again, maybe not. Once again, are you ready to vote? It is, says Finney, and with which I wholeheartedly agree, it is time for spiritual men and women, all people of faith, and especially Christians, to take consistent ground in politics. In short, seize the day. Carpe diem. Take charge of the voting day and bring a spiritual Christian influence to the voting process so that Christian thinking and Christian values and concern for the right for America occurs. One movement calls on Christians to redeem the vote. I love that. Redeem the vote. Redemption indeed. The voting for honest candidates. That is a redemption of the political process, which America desperately needs. It is time indeed for people of faith to influence, impact, and redeem the vote. That is to take, in Finney's words, consistent ground in politics. Take it. to be involved, to be interested, to be informed, and to be active in every way in our country, not to withdraw or make excuses or find reasons not to vote or participate, but rather to step up, to be heard, influence the choice of candidates, and most importantly, through the vote of Christians, the election of honest men and women, honest men and women, to represent us and not rule us. Take that political ground, my fellow American. Take it, my fellow Christians and people of faith. Take it and never give it back. It is estimated that as many as 1 out of 2 eligible adult voters in America do not vote. Isn't that amazing? That is a stunning, to me, it's even a sickening fact. Those non-voters are parasites in society, living the very best life any human being could, in a land open, welcoming, wealthy, and warm. It is tragic to think in terms of those sluggards in our American society, citizens who do not do their duty and vote. It is, in my mind, a breach of citizenship, and not to vote should perhaps revoke that citizenship. Is that going too far? What do you think? Men and women fight and die every day over there, for the right to vote and live in some free, democratic way. They're ready to die for it. Are we? They are willing to fight to the death for the right to vote. And so many of us, perhaps 1 out of 2, find pathetic excuses as reasons not to vote, which, according to the Reverend Charles G. Finney, will indeed bring the curse of God upon our country. Some wonder if that is not already happening. Recall so clearly the words of the great statesman Edmund Burke, who said, "All that is necessary for evil to triumph, is for good men and women to abandon the political arena." Have you abandoned the political arena? Have you? Too many good men, honest men and women, have indeed abandoned the political arena, refusing to participate or run for office, or in a tragic forsaking of civic duty, refuse to vote. So, I ask again, my fellow American, are you registered and ready to vote? Are you? Time is short to register, and you should do it immediately. Immediately. It is your duty to your country, and it is your duty to God, according to the Reverend Charles Finney. And by the way, that's the position of so many other reverends. God bless them. I think they're right. You and I must take consistent ground in politics and do it now. Elections, November 4, 2014. Do it now. There are men and women in office, the federal Senate, the federal House of Representatives, and many at the state level who should not be in office. They are not honest. They're not constitutional. They don't abide by the rule of law. They're not necessarily right-thinking representatives, and we should vote them out. Vote them out. There are other and better men and women who will, in fact, exercise the privilege of representation, governing with respect for us and reverence for our Constitution and our rule of law. Find them. Find them, these honest men and women, and vote for them. Again, are you registered and ready to vote? It is your duty as an American citizen, and it is your duty as a person of faith. So says the Reverend Charles Finney, and so do I. There are those who say that Christians are not of this world and should not vote if there is something wrong with a candidate, personally or politically. But the Reverend Charles G. Finney reminds us that politics are a part of religion. Politics are a part of religion in such a country as this, that is America. With that great revolution of 1776, God ordained this country and its way of government. God did. Because all government comes from God. If all governments come from God, as the scriptures indicate, then the very special American Republic, born and ordained by God in 1776, requires us, we the people, to vote, to participate, to be involved in government, to take charge in terms of the rules and regulations by which we will live. That is our duty, our God-given duty. We cannot delegate those civic responsibilities, nor can we abnegate the political process, including and especially the duty to vote. We just can't do it. Participation in politics is part of religion in America. Hear then again the words of Finney one more time. Christians must do their duty. That's you and me. We must do our duty, if in fact we are Christians, to our country as a part of our duty to God. Profound, isn't it? We do our duty to God. We do our duty to country. We do our duty to country. We do our duty to God. In short, we should serve God and country. What a powerful statement. When it comes to our duty to our country and to the vote, we have no choice. It's not optional. To vote and participate in the political process is a duty. I want to reemphasize that again and again. So, once again, are you registered and ready to vote? Are you? If not, you should register today, and you should plan to vote no matter what, November 4, 2014. Our great country desperately needs your vote, the vote of Christians and people of faith. Look then at Islam and compare the fervor, the will, the determination, the passion of the fanatic Muslim to that of a passive Christian. Islam is determined to rule the world, and we, the Christians in America, often do not bother even to vote or participate. And fanatic jihadist Islam will do anything, anything, including murder, mayhem, and killing to accomplish their objective. Anything. Perhaps the day will come when America will deal with fanatic Islamic zealots determined to fly the flag of Islam at the White House, and then our vote will be irrelevant. Perhaps in that day, we will once again have to fight for freedom, to fight against the abomination of Sharia law, and it is an abomination, or any other kind of law not American and not constitutional, and fight to get back the once late great America. And that will come if we, the people of faith, do not actively participate in the political process now, this very season. It is up to us to carpe diem, to seize the day, November 4th, 2014, and effectuate change, change back to the way America was, to one of respect for our Constitution and our rule of law. Change it back, my fellow Americans, by voting out those dishonest and voting in those honest men and women. Honest men and women. That again is the sagacious advice of the Reverend Charles G. Finney, who proudly and pointedly urged Christians to take back their country as a part of their duty to God. What do you think of that charge? To be involved again is part of your duty to God. Do you believe that or not? In any event, I hope you will rise up and take it back, redeem the vote. And those voted in should be the right ones for America, representatives and not rulers. If we do not, says Finney, we can expect, wow, the curse of God. So blandly we sing and so assumptively we sing the wonderful song, God Bless America, Land That I Love. Well, do you really? The reality is, says Finney, God cannot and will not bless America unless we the people, the Christian people and the people of faith, do our part. For if we do not care, if we do not vote, if we are not involved and participate, not only will the blessing of God not occur, but the opposite will. The opposite will, namely, the curse. Christians must do their duty to their country as a part of their duty to God. Are you registered and ready to vote? Are you? Do you know the candidates, who they are, what they stand for, their background, their character, their integrity, their honesty? Have you vetted them so that you and we can know that they are, in fact, honest? Do you know the issues and do you know the positions of the various candidates on those issues, which are so critically important to America? From and after the great year 2014, do you know them? The election of honest men and women can only occur from the votes of citizens fully informed and fully educated. Are you? You must know the candidates and the issues. You must. God, says Finney, God can only bless America as a result of intelligent, informed, and educated votes and voters. Are you one of them? Are you registered to vote? And are you ready to cast an educated and informed vote? America desperately needs that. November 4, 2014. Do be ready to step up. And I pray that you will vote for the right candidates for America, honest men and women. You can find them. You can. You can study the candidates and their approach to the great issues of the day, and you can be ready to vote and vote right. I pray you will do your duty to America and do that. And do your duty to God and vote for the honest change which America so desperately needs. More than 70%, ready for this? More than 70% of we the people think our country needs a major course correction. Why? Because we are off target. Things are wrong, and November 4 allows us to get things right. Vote out those dishonest to our Constitution, and vote in those who will passionately enforce and legislate and respect our ruling document, the one-of-a-kind American Constitution. Vote for them, those honest men and women. I pray you will do that. And remember, never, ever forget the profound words of the Reverend Charles G. Finney. God will bless or God will curse this nation according to the course Christians take in politics. Take consistent ground in politics, my fellow Americans and all people of faith, knowing that only then, with you fully involved, will God bless America.